Hey, this is Colin Patterson, the lead singer of the band called A New Awakening, and you are now listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Well, hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurek, hanging out with Michael Ross here at Lifelight, and thank you for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and word, and don't forget, that's why you gotta do it. Now, here's the thing, is this is why I'm interviewing Michael right now, because he's part of Take the Urban Plunge, but what is the ministry really called?
Christ for the City, okay. International.
Awesome.
And okay. We're a Latin mission agency. We have 200 missionaries in Latin America. I think one of the unique things is 75% of our missionaries are Latins. So it's not the Great White Hope coming down, but the Latins are actually in charge. We kind of supplement them with North Americans.
Okay, that's great. And just, you know, when we walk by your booth here, you have this huge display up with writing all over it. What's that all about?
One of the things that we're involved with in Latin America is rescuing street prostitutes off the street. And one of the things that we're asking people to do is just to write a letter of encouragement or a note of encouragement, a couple words. What is kind of some brother or sister encouragement? I'm a 50-year-old guy, so I give advice, you know. But what these kids need is encouragement. And so for us, a neat thing is now you have 14, 16, 18-year-old kids, and they're writing encouragement to girls that are the same age as them that are involved in prostitution, that don't have functional families, that don't have, you know, relationships with a brother, a sister, a mom. A lot of our girls involved in prostitution, their mother's a prostitute, their sister's a prostitute, their cousin is, and so how they view family and is just a little disordered. And so it's really neat to be able to see young people here coming by and just encouraging these kids, sharing Jesus, sharing God, sharing love, letting them know that the Father loves them and just really speaks into their lives.
So what do you guys do with these girls? Because, I mean, like you said, it's just a process of prostitute, next one's a prostitute, and they never get out of that cycle. How do you minister to them? How do you not just minister to them as far as Jesus, but also how do you minister to them with practical needs?
Yeah, and kind of how we start out is it's all about developing relationships. And so we start out in Latin America in a slum community, and in that slum community we'll start a feeding program. And so for the first several months, we're just feeding people, feeding kids. After we get a chance to feed them, we get to know them, and we'll put together a little community center, maybe a one-room community center. Again, a few months later, we'll start a sports program, an after-school program. And as you're spending time getting to know them, all of a sudden you start to find out who the kids are and what some of the problems are. And then afterwards, you know, okay, this kid's involved in prostitution. At that point, we can talk to them about coming out of prostitution. Again, it's different, you know, in Thailand and other places, you know, the girls are held captive. They're locked away and someone breaks the chains and they're free. Sometimes, or at least the kids we're working with, you know, it's very insidious in that, you know, your mom, my aunt, my cousin, you know, so there's really not, they're not locked away. And so it's kind of a different thing. But again, it's creating relationship. You know, and it's the same thing that anybody can do in the United States. I mean, we have people that are hurting, and it's just developing a friendship, a relationship. Not necessarily saying, oh, I want to rescue you, so let's be friends. But, you know, how does a young teenager in their school befriend that kid that nobody wants to deal with or has anything to do with? And as you develop a relationship, the Holy Spirit will bring people to you. They'll bring relationships, and you know, eventually you get this opportunity to win them to the Lord.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, I mean, if somebody's listening to this and, you know, their heart's breaking and they don't know what to do, I mean, what could they do? And everybody, I really want to encourage you, it's time to do something. Instead of just hearing the word, we need to be doers of the word. And so I really want you to pay close attention to what Michael's about to tell you.
You know, for a lot of us, I think the first thing is we have to understand that we don't live in this Christian bubble. You know, a lot of us, we get saved, and now we're waiting for Jesus, and so we kind of have this country club, and it's great because it's us and our buddies and our friends, and what we do is we separate ourselves from the world. And so, you know, here's one of the things I've discovered. A lot of us struggle with things, with alcohol, maybe abusive situations. But because you've been through that situation, you're most qualified to minister to that person. And so what happens is someone that's struggled with alcoholism, they come out of it, and then all of a sudden they go to church, they get saved, and then all of a sudden they leave all their friends that are alcoholics, and they distance themselves. And so I tell kids all the time, if you're struggling with something, that's probably what God's calling you to do to rescue someone else. And so don't separate yourself from it, but be engaged with that, be engaged with the people. And so people say, well, what's my ministry? And I say, what have you struggled with? Because whatever you struggle with is probably your ministry. You know, some of us have passions, and that's what we go into. Some of us, there's this thing that bothers us or upsets us or makes us angry. Maybe that's what God's calling you to. And then some of us that just had miserable stuff happen. They're just evil, you know, stuff. And while Christ rescues us, I think he rescues us so that we can go back in. And so, you know, your listeners, man, whatever it is, go back in. Stay with it. Don't get into the church and then it joins the country club and then it's those people. But God's calling you to be with those people because that's what he wants.
That is really interesting take, because a lot of times Christians will say you got to get out of that stuff. And I'm actually encouraged by what you said, because you said that if whatever bothers you, whatever you struggled with, maybe that's your call. That is wise. I think you're onto something.
Yeah, and here's the thing is that I'm a guy, I haven't had breast cancer, but I know women that have, and they are the best person to minister to another woman that's been in that situation. And so again, you know, whatever God brings you through, he weaves stuff, and sometimes we want to force it, and sometimes we want to know right away what it is, but he's always weaving stories and weaving relationship and weaving activities. And you know, when you're 12, 13, 14, you may not understand that. When you're 50, 60, all of a sudden you look back and you say, man, God weaved that thing, or this happened at that time. And so I just say, relax, trust the Holy Spirit, love Jesus, help people to love Jesus. And as you do that, then the Holy Spirit's going to weave stuff and bring it in, and then just be engaged. But it's relationship. You know, just as we, in order to rescue a street prostitute, if we come into a slum and say, hey, you know, you're a prostitute, we can rescue you, they don't want to deal with us. As we develop credibility and relationship and love and feed, it might take a 1 or 2 years, but eventually, you know, they'll come out of that.
Whoa, hold on now. 1 to 2 years. I don't got that much time. You know, I want to be quick. I want to do it. Come on, these people need to be changed right now, though. I mean, what do you say to somebody who asked you that question?
Yeah, and I think it's a process. I think it's in your own life that's a process. And yeah, God changes people instantly. He does that. But he also takes time. And even for us as followers of Christ, we're learning consistently and constantly. And it's when we're engaged with people, engaged with relationships, that God then starts to mold that stuff. And yeah, it'd be great if it just happened. And it does, but usually it doesn't. So be patient, trust the Holy Spirit.
I would guess, you know, with the situations you're dealing with, I mean, it's not like they are able to really leave their situation and then be put back into that. You know, they're living life. They're every day they're dealing with this. And so tell us more about your ministry, though, now. You know, somebody's listening to this. How can they engage with you guys to help out?
Sure. Our web at www.cfci.org. You come to the website, and we're involved in different ways. We have missionaries in Latin America. We're rescuing street prostitutes. We're involved in evangelism. We're involved with working with the local church. We take 50 church groups, do 10-day trips. We take college kids, and we do a 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. You know, a lot of you guys have been on mission trips, and it's kind of like, is there more to life than that 10-day trip? If so, you want to see, is he calling me to missions? You know, we'll put together a 1 month, 2 month, 3 months experience so you can kind of see that. So we'd love to engage that. We're also involved in helping the people that are within a community to start to reach out, to kind of go beyond my denomination and kind of have that DNA of the kingdom. And so how do we do that? What would our city look like if the Baptist, the Presbyterian, the Lutheran, the Pentecostal the guys that baptize with water and the dunk and the sprinkle, you know, the guys that have a 10-word thing and a 30-word thing and a six, you know, what if we all got together and reached our community? It'd be amazing what you can do.
You know, I'm excited to hear that because it's a thing of we all, I mean, the main thing needs to be the main thing, Jesus, and we got to agree on that. And there's some stuff, it's like, guys, can we just disagree and be okay with that? You know, we need to love. And I'm really encouraged to hear that because we need to start reaching across denominational lines. I talked to somebody actually today who said, yeah, we're interdenominational. And I don't want to say I've never heard that, but I was like, oh, all denominations working together. What a concept.
Yeah. And here's something I think that you can do if you're saying, what are something I can do? One of the things that we've had great success with in Latin America is prayer walking. And before we do any evangelistic outreach, we'll spend 45 days to 90 days praying. And so what we'll do is we'll take a 5-block by 5-block area, and we'll start praying for it, and we kind of mark the block out. And it's a very general, God bless this, God bless that. But as we're engaged in the community and over time, we say, okay, there's an apartment complex on this corner, and on the third floor, there's a single mother, and this is what's happening in her life. And on that street, there's a abusive situation going on. And so what happens is we start general, and then we get very, very specific because we're engaged in the community. We're praying and walking and seeing what's going on. And even if, you know, you're 12, 13 years old, you know, what do you think would happen if you and another friend of yours said, hey, we're going to prayer walk our school, and we're just going to, prayer walking, you pray with your eyes open, otherwise you hit something, right?
Yeah.
And nobody knows you're praying because, you know, you're just, you know, kind of walking together. So what if two or three 12, 13-year-old kids said, okay, we're going to see what happens. We're going to give God like a semester, okay? What if we just like prayer walk that same time after lunch, you know, together we could pray in each room? You know, do you think that the school will be different in 30 days or at the end of the semester? So prayer walking is something anyone can do. And the other thing you do too, you guys are at school, right? And so you go to your church, but you know other kids that are following Christ at your school. So what do you think would happen if you said, okay, you know, I'm Baptist, but I'm going to get my friend from the Assembly of God, and we're going to pray together, and maybe we'll bring a Lutheran guy in. You know, so you can do that stuff yourself. Don't wait for us old guys to decide that we're going to work together, because we got a lot of dysfunction. Sometimes we don't. You know, maybe it's this young generation that says, hey, we're going to walk with our fellow believers in Christ, and we'll prayer walk it together, and we'll see what happens, see what God does.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm talking with Michael Ross from Urban Plunge Ministries here. And, you know, if you can tell us, I just want to wrap up a little bit. Where can people find you out at again?
It's www.cfci.org, Christ for the City International. We run a Urban Plunge inner city and overseas program. We just love to help you guys in your faith move forward. Whatever we can do to bless you and serve you, just let us know.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Blessings to you, too. Thank you.
Bless. Do not keep silent.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.
Everybody, I just wanted you to know, Rebecca Zurich, that's my sister, by the way, she's going to be going out on tour in October. Find the dates on the events page at worldviewwarriors.org. She's going to be on the road, and she'll be on the road even with Scott Mason. They're going to be traveling throughout Ohio here a little bit. I'm telling you, this guy's got an incredible story. Go find out more information at scottmason.org. Remember, do not keep silent.